Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Wesley, Steve Paisley-Jordahl now.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
And Rafe Richard, raised in Kansas City. And we thank you for listening to AFR.
And just so people know,
yeah, you got a breaking story here.
We have, and not only do we have a breaking story, we take your emails when you email us in, and we, between myself, Dad, and others, and our donor support staff, we read all our emails.
Oh, and wait, only the Caleb ones, though.
That's right. No, that's
positive and encouraging.
That's today's issues email.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's a positive and encouraging. But we do get emailed. We get emails from our listeners on a daily basis, and we read them, and we answer the ones we can answer, and we try to help you sort through any types of questions you may have about the work we're doing here or something you may need. However, occasionally we get a email that comes in that's undercover, that we, you know, is kind of like off the record, and this is not one of those. This is a lot more light, okay? This is a question from Tony Antoniano. He says, we need immediate popcorn machine status update.
Immediate.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, our popcorn machine that we had for 10 years or so, RIP.
Yeah.
It went to the
popcorn machine grave.
To the sky.
To the sky?
Well, you know what?
You're going to be popcorn in heaven?
Yeah.
I went to the sky.
Got to think so.
So we
bought a new one.
Yeah, so they wanted to know where we're at with the popcorn machine update.
It's a new one.
It's a
baby.
We complained for several days, almost a week after died.
We needed to complain.
Yeah,
you have to vent somewhere, especially when you have no fresh popcorn.
And
is it up and going? Is it working?
It's about at 50 feet from me. Mm-hmm. I go through two doors right there, down there, and it's
okay. So Tim, I know you're a connoisseur of the
yes.
of the popcorn from the old machine. How does the new one compare with the old one?
I like it. Some people said they noticed a difference. The old one was more flavorable. And my question to you is, why do you think that is? Maybe it's got too much grime in there.
Okay. They call it like a coffee cup. They call it seasoned.
I don't know that. Seasoned. I'm just guessing. Yeah, seasoned. But this new one's doing its job, and we got all kind of flavors, flavor and salt back there. You can put on it.
So Tony, one of our listeners for today's issues, and his wife Hillary, let you know, we are back in business with the popcorn machine, which is why we have not complained as much.
Right. All is well.
All is well here.
Got the popcorn machine
going. Appreciate the question. Appreciate your concerns.
Yes, that's right. All right. You're listening to today's issues. Steve, what is your first story for us today?
Well, we got some breaking news, something that I think just happened here in the last hour or two. The Tennessee Star, this is the newspaper out of Nashville, has released, it found or was leaked to the entire 90-page manifesto of the Covenant School shooter. Remember, this was a girl that thought that was a transgender, thought she was a boy, wanted to be a boy. She went into a private Christian school in Nashville and killed six people, three students, three adults, I believe, if I recall correctly. And now they have, and the police, for some reason, authorities have been holding on to this manifesto. They haven't wanted to let it go. And we may be finding out why. Now, it's 90 pages. I did not have time to read the 90 pages. I did read about 7 or 8 of them. This is what I'm reading in there. There's a lot of self-hate as a girl. Some self-hate for her race. She's a quote, no brown girls, no love. She talks about a crush on an unnamed girl. She calls her parents selfish for not accepting her transgender identity. She writes down a couple pages of pornographic fantasies that she's had. She is angry at God for making her a girl. So a lot of religious, anti-religious overtones, which probably fed into why she chose that school. It's not clear to me at this point. I haven't read a lot of opinion either about why they thought this was such a dangerous document that they couldn't release it. But it's out now.
Well, this will be discussed. I don't know that, who's going to pick up on this and how wild it will be, but it's happened this morning, right? This release.
Yes.
So what you got here is a young woman. How old was she?
I got it right here. 20s, she was in her 20s. I'll pull it up here in just a second.
Okay. 20, what is she? 20?
23, 24, I think.
Somewhere in there.
All right. So she is a lesbian.
28. Got it right here.
Huh?
Okay, there you 28. Go.
She's 28 years old.
Aubrey Hill was 28 years old. Biological woman.
Okay. And this school that she went and murdered these people at, how many died?
Six.
In Nashville, the Nashville area, was her former school.
Yes.
Okay. So, and she was a lesbian. Is that right?
Yeah. It's confusing when she's transgender. She wants to be a boy, and then she's in love. Yeah. So.
So she is a girl.
She's a girl
who thinks she's a boy.
That wants to be a boy. She never really kind of thought that she got there.
Or you call a
transgender man.
Gender person?
Yeah, someone in process of trans. Or
okay, so. Are you saying that the manifesto, which are her words, she was motivated to go to this school because it was a Christian school, which she had graduated from, or at least attended, and she didn't, and she held animus against those people because they made her feel guilty about her sexuality?
I did not read that. That's a connection that probably is in the 90 pages. She hates God. She hates her parents.
So she's taking it out on God's
she's
people.
She's taking it out on the school. This is what I read. Now, that other may be in there.
Well, it's what you just said and what I said are not dissimilar. I mean,
well, I'm a reporter.
Terms of motivation for why she might go do something like that, she's at war with God.
Yeah.
And how do you take that out on God? Well, you kill Christians who say they follow God.
That is a sound deduction.
And who disagree with my lifestyle. I'm just, huh?
Yeah. So, and the internal conflict of her not, I think, unlike or maybe like most people who don't want to admit it, I think she understood that she was never going to be a boy. She's angry at God.
Why go back? Why go to your school from 10, 12 years ago and kill innocent people?
Well, she had to know. She had to know how it was going to end.
Yep.
She had to know that it was her last day on earth, and so she wanted to go out killing as many people from the school that she felt had so wronged her.
But that's been so long ago.
Ten years ago.
I
know, but really, I suppose the surprise here, Steve, is there's no surprise at all. This is what we knew, this is what we all expected or thought was in that manifesto from day one.
Yeah, the question in my mind, Ray, is why did they hold on? Since everybody was already kind of positing this, a transgender person that goes and shoots up a Christian school that doesn't believe transgenderism is valid.
Whose decision was it to, who has the authority to withhold the manifesto from the media?
The FBI and the Nashville police were both in cahoots on that.
You mean the local police?
The local police. Yeah,
you said national police.
Nashville.
Nashville. Okay, gotcha. Just for clarification.
Now there is in every state, there is a agency, I would call it a statewide FBI, but it's not an FBI because it's state.
Yeah, and it might be that. The Tennessee Department.
Now, that's the 90-page manifesto. Did they not also leak the, there was an,
90 pages? It's a 90-page?
Yeah.
It's a whole big
book. There was also a manifesto. It was manifesto. They also, a person inside the local Nashville Police Department also was a, what do you call it when you leak something?
Whistleblower?
There was a whistleblower that also leaked. This was a couple months back. they leaked her journal, which had about 4 or 5 pages of content there as well.
And we is the journal. This is the rest of the
The rest of it. Okay, got it.
All right. This is the entire journal.
Here's where conservatives get point out double standards, and rightfully so. Had this been any other motivation, an ethnic hate crime or something attacking the LGBT community by a right-wing person, that would have been the manifesto showing that killer's motivation would have been released almost immediately.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And there's not much evidence for that ever being withheld for that. But in this particular case, those in charge of withholding the manifesto didn't want to make the LGBT community look bad because it made them. I look at people on an individual basis. I try to anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Not a group, okay? Because every group, including Christians, has its wackos.
Right,
yeah,
okay? Sure.
Every group has wackos. Every group has people who say and do things that the rest of the group go, you know, I don't know, you don't speak for me, okay? So that does happen. But in this case, if you had when people target LGBT, a lot of times the LGBT killings are fellow LGBT folks.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you're going to hear about that forever if that happens. But in this case, this was kind of a 1-2 day story, and then those authorities decided we're not going to release the manifesto. And I don't know, again, for what reason they cited necessarily.
I would make one addition to your comment on the wackos on both sides, is that the wackos on the liberal side, the Democrat side, are actually making the policy. They're crafting policy. It's the wacko idea that you can change a kid.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Girl. So the wackos on the conservative side, we recognize them and we dismiss them. The wackos on the Democrat side seem to be catered to.
Yeah.
It's just an addendum.
Next story.
All right. Well, so I've been, one of the things I've been paying a lot of attention to for American Family News is artificial intelligence. Most people's experience with artificial intelligence began with Alexa or another one of those personal assistants that scours the internet and gives you an answer to a question you might have. And I'm running into some people are doing, it's trending now on my Twitter feed, that are doing some experiments to see how unbiased or how biased these, I think it's Alexa in this case, is. And it's not doing well. The people who program these things they're the ones who write the rules about how this is, how answers are communicated. So I want you to hear, this is Cut 12. This is a lady, I'm sorry, her voice is a little annoying, but listen to the difference, listen to the bias here, Cut 12.
Alexa, why should I vote for Donald Trump?
I cannot provide content that promotes a specific political party or a specific candidate.
Alexa, why should I vote for Kamala Harris?
While there are many reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, the most significant may be that she is a strong candidate with a proven track record of accomplishment. As the first female vice president, Harris has already broken down a major gender barrier, and her career in politics has been characterized by a commitment to progressive ideals and a focus on helping disenfranchised communities.
For those who don't know, what are we hearing there?
That is a lady asking Alexa, why should I vote for President Trump?
Websites or devices do you use to, I'm playing dumb here. I know a little bit about this, not a lot, but everybody's heard of Alexis, right?
Alexa. Yeah.
Everybody, I didn't even know. I called her Alexis. Alexa. Alexa is somebody you ask.
It's not somebody.
It's a robot.
It's basically a large language model that It is
AI. You ask
AI.
Them any question, they give you an answer.
Yeah, and how they do that is that it has the ability to scour the internet and kind of average out, give the average answer, or pick and choose answers. The script that they're given, the protocols that are written into the voice, to the engine, determine how that works. So they can write in.
Somebody programmed that.
Somebody, yeah.
And they're always they're almost always liberal.
Yeah.
And they always so they pretend to be neutral, but they're not. They're all left, and any kind of thing on the right, in this case, Trump, President Trump.
Yeah.
But they would suppress.
Yeah. But here's the thing, Alexa is only one manifestation of artificial intelligence. AI is everywhere these days. It's not only the public things that like Alexa and other things that you see up front, but it's the back engine of a whole lot of other software and everything. So your world is being influenced by AI that's been programmed to be very biased in a whole lot of ways, and it has a whole lot of effect, I think, Ray, on the upcoming election.
Well, so you've got Alexa here who, when you ask about Donald Trump, feigns ignorance. Oh, impartiality. Then you ask her about Kamala Harris, and she gives this detailed pro-left extremely it's a cheerleading propaganda piece for Kamala Harris. Oh, I think we're only on the front end. And this is, 9 weeks to go in terms of what AI is going to be used for to influence voters unconsciously.
Subconsciously, yeah.
This is what I mentioned just recently, last couple of weeks, to remind our audience, remind us, is that the Republican candidate is playing with one hand behind his back. And this is just one more example of many where you're getting a completely... It's one thing to list off, like if Alexa would have walked through the quote accomplishments, even if Alexa didn't agree it was an accomplishment, but if they just list off, here are the things the Republican candidate did, here are the things the Democrat candidate did, you know, and then moved on. But that's not what you're getting here. I mean, you heard it yourself there. Yeah, it's.
Have you tried this yourself,
Steve? You know, I haven't, but I can. I don't.
But
know.
Don't do it live. Yeah. do it between now and tomorrow.
Yeah.
6 years ago, there's a comedian slash conservative reporter, Steven Crowder. 6 years ago, he did this live on air, and he did it with Alexa, and he did it with Muhammad and Jesus.
Huh?
And that was quite the contrast. And it was pretty. And because
do you remember what he found?
Well, he found that Muhammad was noble, upright, did everything, you know, was very kind, very generous. And found that they basically had nothing to. They had no answer. Jesus was not one of the top 10 people. You know what I mean? Like
You know, a lot of people use Google, right, Ray?
Right.
And I know that Google, you know, I don't know what you call those characters or drawings that they'll put.
Doodles.
Doodles. And I've noticed, like, the last, and a lot of Christians are point this out. They won't put anything up there about Easter.
Right.
Now, I don't know. Maybe they do at Christmas. Maybe they put a reindeer up there. I don't know. But other religious holidays, they seem to acknowledge. And I don't have documentation in front of me. I just do know it is true that you have a worldwide celebration, Ray, of a religious holiday, Easter, and nothing from Google about it.
Right. Just a reminder, folks. You don't have to use Google. There are other search engines.
There are.
There's some of them very good. I personally use DuckDuckGo, which I think is every bit the equal of Google without the problems that you just mentioned.
Right. But I mean, I'm just almost all of these.
I'm reading the transcript here to answer your question.
Which question?
The question about what did Alexa find.
Okay.
The transcript.
Where are you getting that from? YouTube.
They have the transcript of the video that I described that took place 6 years ago. It says that Jesus was a fictional character and a far left social justice warrior.
Wow.
Now
what?
That was Alexis' answer?
Yeah. Now,
really?
Now, what's interesting, though, is I remember he's followed up since then.
How much Steven Crowder?
Steven Crowder.
He's a social media influencer. He has millions of followers, right?
Yeah, six million YouTube followers. But he followed up, and they have Alexa or Google. Who's responsible for Alexa? Google?
I think it's Google.
Whoever it was, that as a result of his findings, they went back and made some adjustments on their back end. But do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you who's always pointing this out, and he has received the ire of many in the high-tech world, and that is Elon Musk.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, the high-tech world of which he is a part, they hate him.
He's gone to war with Brazil.
Yeah.
Right now, gone to war with Brazil.
Has Brazil banned X?
Yes.
Yes. The whole country?
They're no, governed? The president banned it from the whole country.
But why? What's the reason, you know?
The president is a kind of a very authoritarian globalist and doesn't like the fact that there's a lot of stuff that can be said. He's been described as a dictator, therefore there are people that can put stuff up that he doesn't like about himself, for one. He's all on the misinformation, disinformation bandwagon, so all the liberal reasons. And the penalties are very severe, by the way.
Listen, the globalist elite, and I know that's a
broad.
That's broad, and I can't define it exactly. You know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are.
That's right. You know.
If the shoe fits, wear it.
Yes, Elon Musk is at war with the people who want to centralize power, especially with the internet around the world. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason. He didn't have to buy Twitter, which he renamed to X. I mean, he had enough going on in his life. Talking about Elon Musk, he was the richest man in the world, may still be. But he saw what was happening, and I don't think he would identify himself as a conservative. But he saw what was going on with the liberal / secular progressive starting to take over every single social media platform. Yeah. And so you were only going to have one ideology pushed out, and that is, again, secular progressivism. And he said, you know what, I'm going to spend money, millions and millions and millions, I don't know how much he spent, of his own personal money to buy Twitter, which he changed to X, and in the name of keeping free speech alive.
Yeah, and he had the money for a while.
He had already made his house payment.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But what I was going to say is he was ready and prepared to pay for it and move on quicker than they were willing to sell it.
I don't even know if it's making money for him or what his business plan is for it to make money. I'm sure he would like to, but he did it for the cause of protecting free speech.
Right.
That's the reason Elon Musk bought that. And I hope that President Trump, I know that Elon Musk has allowed
him back on.
Has he endorsed Trump or not?
Yes,
he said endorsed today. Him the day after that he got
okay,
shot.
Okay, I thought he did. Yes. Okay.
The day after he got shot.
He did?
Yes. The attempted
so
assassination.
Elon Musk, he knows what's at risk. I mean, he and Donald Trump may not see eye to eye on everything, but that's okay. Elon Musk knows that Donald Trump, as a candidate, is the only vehicle that remains out there to stop the secular progressives from taking over and trying to take over and shut everything and shut down conservative Correct. Media.
And that's where Donald Trump got a lot of endorsements since then.
Yeah. So anyway, maybe we can talk more about Elon Musk tomorrow. But thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day. We'll be right back.